Workshop presents I Followed the Seal, an original comedy by Al Rinker and Anne-Marie Ewing, and dedicated to the memory of the dear departed, much lamented, good old Vaudeville.
Good old Vaudeville. Oh, pardon me, friend. Let me introduce myself. My name is Levere, of Levere and Delaney, two boys and a piano. Maybe you remember it. My real name is Frank McManus, but I took Levere for the stage. It's shorter and it looks better in light. I worked with a lot of vaudeville acts, but Levere and Delaney was the last one. The last date Delaney and I played together was at the Keith Theater in Youngstown. Let me see, that must have been around 1930. Yes, sir, I remember the date. We closed November 19th, 1930. Oh, it's funny how you can work with a fella four shows a day, 7 days a week for 5 years, and then, boom, the act folds and it's all over. Why, I hadn't seen Delaney since that night we closed in Youngstown till just last week. I was walking down Broadway to see some of the boys in front of the palace, and who should I bump into but Jim Delaney? Well, if it ain't Jim Delaney...
Hello, Levere. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Oh, how are you? Glad to see you.
How are you?
Why,
not bad. Jim, yourself?
Oh, swell. Say, what are you doing? Are you working?
Oh, yeah, I've been working around town here for about 3 years.
Yeah?
You know, club dates, picture houses, private parties. Mm-hmm. Doing all right. How's things with you?
Me? Oh, swell. Just got back from the coast. I've been doing great out there. You know, the wife and the kids out there, too.
Your kids?
Sure.
You don't mean Wilbur.
Certainly.
That little kid that used to hand me the wig for the Pocahontas bit?
Yeah, but listen, that boy of mine is going places.
No kidding.
Yeah, Hook's better than I ever did, Frank. Has a flair for comedy as good as Jack Benny.
Well, what do you
know? RKO wants to sign him up, and over at MGM...
Hey, Jim, why don't you tell me about it at lunch?
Okay.
Let's go over to the NBA club. They got a swell 50-cent blue plate lunch, huh?
Well, sure.
All right, come on.
Okay.
Well, here we are, Jim.
Yes, sir?
Let's sit at the same old table, huh?
Oh, sure. Where else?
Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir?
Make mine the blue plate special.
Right. Yeah, and make mine the same.
Yes, beer, Jimmy.
No, thanks, Frank. Beer's bad for the leg. Nip-ups don't come like they used to, you know.
That's all, waiter. See, the club don't change much, does it, Jimmy?
No, even the pool table looks just the same. Hey, isn't that Joe Bernard, the guy that used to have that pigeon act over there playing the piano?
Oh, yeah, that's Joe, all right. He's been playing the piano ever since he ate the act. Probably rehearsing for a benefit.
Yeah, poor guy.
Say, guess who I saw walking a dog down 48th Street the other night?
Oh,
Madame Von Weber.
Madame Von Weber?
Yeah, yeah.
That Dutch dame that had the train seal act?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, she didn't recognize me. She walked right by me.
You remember the fight that Madame had with that classy French singer at the Hippodrome out in Spokane?
You mean Charmaine?
Yeah, that was her name. Remember how she kicked about following the scene? I'll never forget that.
Cold, Billy? Oh. Now, Oscar, aren't you Jenny? Together, up. Up with the ball. Good, that's good, my darling. Thank you.
Listen, Monsieur le Manager, I repeat, I will not follow the seals. In my contract, it says I do not have to follow what you call those animal acts. No, not a word. Not a word. I have already phoned my manager in New York.
They are calling you, Charmaine. Remember, you're on in 5 minutes.
That will be time enough. Give me that phone. Hello. Sally? Sally Marcus? This is Charmaine.
Huh?
Charmaine. Charmaine Magruder.
Oh, hello, Charmaine. Say, what's up?
Now, listen, Sally. I'm just getting ready to go on for the first show. The manager of this here cracker box wants me to follow the seals.
Well, where are you?
Spokane. I'm doing a split week at the Hippodrome. Now, listen, Sally, you know very well it's not in my contract I got to follow any seals. You know that.
Hey, they can't do that to any of my acts by those rocks.
That's what I told them. You should have heard me.
Oh, you did, huh? Well?
Hold the line, Sally. I'm going to put that stupid manager on the phone. You tell him I'm not going to do it and hurry up. I'm supposed to go on in 5 minutes.
Now, wait. Listen, Charmaine, honey, here's what you should do. Be a real lady. Be a good trooper. Go out there and do your show just like nothing happened. And you can tell that manager for me that he's by no means heard the end of this. Goodbye, honey.
Operator. Operator, I've been cut off. How do you like that, love?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, with your kind permission, may I introduce my prize seal, Oscar, that I love like a baby. Now, Oscar, I want you should play me this little horn. I want you should play Yankee Doodle. Come on, Oscar, we are waiting. Come on, Oscar. Oh, I know what you want. A fish. There, here's a nice fresh fish for you.
Charmaine?
Is that so? Well, get those seals out of the entrance. Charlie, je t'aime. Charlie, listen again. I want to tell you I love you so. I can't pretend that I don't. You know, Charlie.
Charmaine got even was sorry for that trick, all right.
What do you mean she got even?
Oh, you didn't hear.
No.
She married him. Yeah. By the way, you ever see Sully out on the coast? He's out there, you know.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Poor guy's having a tough time. His wife and I ran into him one day down in one of, you know, little free lunch joints.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we just happened to be driving by, and the wife thought it'd be fun to see one of the places, you know. Yeah. I tried to help Sally as much as I could. I even spoke to Sam Goldwyn about him, but as well as I know Sam, he told me he couldn't do a thing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, he said Sally was one of the old vaudeville schools, so far behind the times for pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Now, that's where I've been smart. I've been...
Not changing the subject, but how's your wife?
She's fine. Put on about 20 pounds. You wouldn't know it.
What do you know?
by the way, guess who we took our kid to see out in Hollywood? Sam Lasnik.
You don't mean Sam Lasnik, head of Cosmic Pictures?
Certainly. And first he was going to give me the runaround, you know. So I said to Hazel, I said, Wilbur's got to have a better chance than I did. Imagine that guy, making believe he didn't know me.
Yeah.
Well, that Sam Lasnik owes me everything, you know. When I picked him up, he didn't even have taps on his shoes.
Sure, I remember that. I caught you once in Harrisburg before you worked with me. Sure.
Yeah?
Dancing act, Lasnik and Delaney.
Delaney and Lasnik. I remember the first routine I taught that guy. We come out in one, see? How are you at Riddle?
Pretty good.
Well, here's one for you. Can you tell a young chicken from an old chicken?
I don't know. How can you tell a young chicken from an old chicken?
By the teeth.
But a chicken has no teeth.
No, but I have. And that guy, Lasnik, trying to make out he didn't know me.
Yeah, those guys sure get like that when they get a break.
Yeah.
Say, is your wife Hazel still taking singing lessons like she used to in every town we played?
Nah, she gave that up long ago. How about your wife? She still got the singing bug?
Oh, didn't you read about marrying in Variety again?
No. What?
She died of a sound in 3 years.
Oh, geez, my son. sorry. Wife and I didn't hear a thing.
Quiet, Dory.
I can remember the very show you met, Marion and Frank, that whirly-girly review we did one summer. You remember?
Yeah, we all got stranded in Dubuque.
Yeah, up in Dubuque.
Remember that night at the station? Well, that was the first time I'd even noticed her. Like, I took a look at her standing there.
Yeah.
We were all waiting for the train, you remember?
Yeah.
It was raining cats.
All I know, folks, is that you got to have the ticket so those trunks don't go on the 12:17.
Listen, you'll get your dough.
Well, sure. Our manager's up to the theater now collecting the money. He'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, he better hurry. Train's due in 3 minutes.
Listen, all wait right here, everybody. I'm going to call the theater.
Frank?
What? Oh, hello, Mary.
Frank, what's happening?
Happening? That rat of a manager of ours, he... Gee, kid, what's the matter? You're as white as a sheet.
Oh, I'm all right, but I don't understand.
Well, you see...
I know. We're not going to get paid.
Hey, listen, everybody. How do you like this? I just called the theater and that heel of a manager collected our money over an hour ago.
He's probably halfway to Chicago by now. What do you think?
These trunks gone?
Not till they're paid for.
How about you folks? You going?
We were, mister.
Going? Leave Dubuque, the beautiful...
Delaney.
That's all right. Desert the flower of the prairie? When my good man, the whirly-girly review by popular demand, is returning to the Dubuque Crystal Palace for an indefinite run.
Yeah, I haven't got room for it in the baggage car, have you, bud?
Oh, show people, huh? What?
Do what you like. I'm going back to the hotel and get some sleep. I've still got 2 hours on my bill.
Well, this makes the third time I've been stranded in this town. You coming, Frank?
No, you go on ahead, Jim. I want to see Marion about something.
Oh.
Oh, don't cry, Marion. Oh, this happens all the time in show business. You know that.
I know, but I didn't know it'd be like this.
Oh, forget it. Say, how long have you been in show business? How old are you?
17.
17? Yes. Bet this is your first job, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How'd you get mixed up in this business in the first place?
Well, my dancing teacher at Oak Park High School, he said I was good. He went to see the manager for me.
Right. And now here you are, stranded in Dubuque.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go over to that lunch wagon. We'll get a cup of coffee or wait till the milk train comes along.
Oh, but Frank...
I know an agent in Chicago gets both of us plenty of work.
Oh, but Frank, I haven't...
Don't you worry about money. I got enough to get us both back to Chicago. Now, come on, come on. Put this coat around you.
All right.
You don't want to catch your death of cold in your first job. You know, Jim, it... Maybe that sounds funny now, but... The only time I ever enjoyed being stranded.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You and Marion did a double for about 5 years after that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We played the big time, too. Right up until the night Marion collapsed in the dressing room. That's when I took her up to Saturday.
I don't know how you must have felt, Frank. I'd feel the same way if anything happened to Hazel, I know.
Calling Mr. Marvello.
What?
Calling Mr. Marvello.
Hey, Frank, is that Nick Marvello, that pageant of the Marvelous Marvellos?
I don't know. I don't see him around anywhere.
I hope not. That's one guy I don't want to see.
What do you mean?
Didn't you ever hear what happened between me and Nick Marvello?
No.
While I was working on the Gus Sun time?
No.
Oh, sure. I was just finishing my rehearsal up in, what was that theater? Shays.
Yeah.
Shays up in Buffalo
yeah,
there. Okay, that's fine. You know, Mac, you're the only orchestra on the circuit that gives me the right tempo on that number.
Really? Okay, what's next?
Well, the next number is a double strut. You got the music?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I come on from stage left, see? My wife Hazel comes on from the right, and we glide toward the middle of the stage. And you pick up the tempo. Give us a half a chorus of Strut Miss Lizzie. And drummer, don't forget to pick up my wife's kicks with the cymbal and the woodblock when I tap with the cane. Now, we do a half a chorus here, and then there's a hunk of business and another little hunk of business there and so forth and so on. And then the wife drops the parasol, see? So I pick it up in tempo, you see. Well, she opens the parasol, and drummer, give me plenty of thunder effects on that one. Now, then there's another little piece of business here and there and so forth and so on. And then, now, get this. When I kick my wife in the stomach, that's the cue for the strutter's ball. And we go off shuffling. It's a flash finish. So give us all you got in the last 8 bars. You got it, Mac?
Right.
Okay. Okay, all right, Mac. All right. You know, it's the same as last year.
Oh, wait a minute, Delaney. We want to get it right. Remember the way that dame kicked last year about the music?
You mean Ginger, the redhead?
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about her. I'm not working with her anymore.
You're not? Well, she's on the bill.
What?
There she is in the wings now.
Just a minute, Mac. I say the funny line.
Here. I'm not kidding, Delaney. Take a look yourself.
Oh. Thanks, Mac. Guess I better go over and say hello to her. See you at the first show.
Who's next?
Oh, I am, Mac. Here's some music. Now, look, open in one, see? First tune is Down Home Rag, medium tempo. Come on, let's try it.
Hello, Ginger. I didn't know you were on the bill.
Oh, hello. Well, I knew you were, and you better stay away from me, Jim Delaney. My husband Nick watches every move I make.
You mean you married that knife thrower?
Certainly I married him. What about it?
So you weren't kidding when you left me for that guy.
Why not? He treats me better than you ever did.
Well, it's never too late to be sorry. I'm not mad about it. Why don't you and I kiss and make up?
Jim, no.
Come on, honey. Just one little kiss for old time's sake.
Jim, look out. Here comes Nick.
What's the matter, Ginger? Oh, so it's you again. Jim Delaney, you good-for-nothing, a small-time hoffer?
Oh, go sit on a knife.
I'll teach you to fool around with my wife.
Nick, easy on that knife. Easy there. Don't!
Oh, boy, that was close. Let me get out of here. Ginger, if I ever catch you, talk to that fellow.
But, Nicky, darling, how was I to know he was on the bill with us?
Mean to say I never told you that story before, Frank?
No. I'll bet you never told Hazel, neither.
Now, wait a minute, Frank. I don't see why you have to drag Hazel's name into this.
Go on. You know what would happen to you if Hazel ever caught you with another woman?
Is that so? Yeah. As a matter of fact, you didn't do so bad yourself in the feminine department. Remember the Darling Sisters?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. For our next number, my sisters and I will play Victor Herbert's beautiful song, Our Sweet Mystery of Life.
No, I'm going to eat after the supper show. I want to watch this act. Besides, those Darling Sisters have a very interesting act.
Yeah. Those fancy beaded gowns don't hurt the effect none, neither, do they?
You know, that one in the middle that plays that clarinet is really beautiful.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm peculiar, but I can't stand a woman that plays a wind instrument. But that little blonde over there, that one with the trombone.
Oh, that's Evelyn.
Oh. Well, what's the leader's name, the one with the clarinet?
Vera. Yeah, I saw it on her trunk.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah, it's kind of a tell.
Aren't you Vera, darling?
Why, yes, I'm Miss Darling.
Well, my name's Levere. This is my partner, Delaney.
Oh, how do you do?
We're on the bill, and we've just been standing here admiring your act.
Oh, thank you. Did you like it?
Oh, it's lovely.
These are my sisters, Rosemarie and Evelyn. Mr. Levere, Mr. Delaney.
Oh, how do you do? Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
Say, weren't they tough out there? You think they've been sitting through two shows.
Oh, they'll be better on the last show. By the way, Miss Darling, I'm just going out to eat.
you care to join me?
Well, all right. Will you excuse me while I change?
Oh, sure.
Let that boy see me.
Hey, look out! Let's go!
Mother, are you all right?
Oh, Mama!
Oh, Mother, dear.
Oh, yes, I'm all right.
Mother, did you hear that, Frank?
I heard it.
Mother! Mother, boy, did you get out of there quick?
Yeah, I know.
She was the mother.
All right.
Oh, boy, she was really something without that red wig.
Yeah, but the old lady was a good sport, just the same. She let us take the girls out all week, didn't she?
Yeah. You know, I was telling the Cecil B. DeMille that story out in Hollywood last week. He thought it was very funny.
Do you gentlemen care for anything else?
Yeah, bring me another beer.
Right.
Sure, you won't have one, Jim.
No, thanks. I never drink much when Hazel and the kid ain't around. You wouldn't believe, Frank, the way I miss that kid.
Yeah, I bet. Cigarette, Jim.
Yeah, don't mind if I don't. Thanks. You know, Frank, Wilbur's going to be a real headliner.
Yeah, I know.
Why, he's already a knockout MC. Looks good from the front. Wears clothes like a million. The women love him.
Yeah, well, for your sake, Jim, I hope the kid really goes places.
Well, if he don't, Frank, it won't be Hazel's and my fault. The way I used to rehearse that kid on gag line. Day after day. That isn't the way Daddy taught you to read that gag line. Now try it again.
Don't send an email to Washington.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
No, not because he's dead.
Oh. Don't you strike that child, Jim Delaney.
All right, Hazel. Now listen, Wilbur, read it like this. Because he's dead. Now we'll try it once more, and don't forget to laugh on the punchline. Now go on, Wilbur.
Don't send an email to Washington.
Why not? Now?
Because he's dead.
Ah, you big baby. You're still not selling that laugh.
Come in.
I hate to bother you, Jim, but...
Oh, shut that door. Can't hear myself think for that cornet.
Yeah, it's that Hugo. He's drunk again. You ought to be glad he's not dressing next to you. Say, I've been noticing your makeup, Jim. Looks swell from the front. What is it?
Robust Juvenile, number 9.
Would you let me try it out next show?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Hazel, give me a stick of that robot, will you?
Okay. Say, is that cornet player going to be able to do the next show?
What do you think? Listen to him.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's twice this week. If he misses one more show, they're going to cancel him. Too bad.
Well, thanks for the makeup, Jim.
Okay, shut that door. Now, listen, Wilbur. Let's try the gag once more, and if you get it right, Daddy will buy you new caps for your shoes. Now, here we go.
Don't send any mail to Washington.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
Oh, that's fine. Well, go that way.
Come in.
Hey, Hugo, just pass out like a light.
Oh, the poor guy.
He passed. Hey, that means the whole show will be short. Hazel. Run down and see the manager. If he wants us to help him out, tell him we're all set to stick Wilbur in.
Yeah.
And Wilbur, if you forget to laugh on that punch. The kid was great, but what a tough break.
Tough break? Oh, the society, huh?
Yeah, the society. Prevention is cruelty to children.
Yeah.
What's cruel about a kid? A little child entertaining thousands of people, making them happy, getting laughs.
Yeah, I know it, Jim, but that society's awful.
Yeah, we'd have got away with it, though, if it hadn't been for that joke, Ginsburg.
Sure. You mean the six flying Ginsburg?
Yeah, that's the guy. He was so jealous because his kid wasn't going over as big as Wilbur.
No kid.
Yeah, didn't you know about that?
No.
Didn't I ever tell you about that?
No.
Oh, sure. You see, we were just finishing our act in the Apollo out in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Ginsburg followed it, you know. And Wilbur was going.
Don't send an email to Washington.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
Well, Wilbur, that was swell.
Yes, sir. Daddy couldn't have read that line better himself.
Well, wait a minute, Hazel.
Oh, pardon me. Are you Mr. Delaney, Mr. James Delaney?
Yeah, that's me.
Are you the father of the child?
I certainly am. Did you happen to catch the last show?
Oh, yes, I did. I I have just witnessed your act, Mrs. Delaney, and added to a complaint I received about you.
What?
It seems you are employing as part of your act a child who is underage and therefore may not work in this state.
What is this?
Mrs. Delaney, I represent the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. I am authorized to prevent this minor from continuing to work in your act.
But you can't do this. You can't prevent a child from working with his own father and mother.
Oh, Mrs. Delaney, the law is explicit on this board. State of Kansas.
Well, honey, I guess there isn't a thing we can do.
Wait.
Oh, now, Wilbur, it'll be all right.
Wait a minute, Hazel. I know the answer to this. Joe Ginsburg snitched on us because he's jealous of Wilbur. It was Joe Ginsburg made the complaint, wasn't it, lady?
I'm sorry, but I'm not at liberty to say.
You don't have to, lady. It's as plain as a nose on your face. I'll fix that guy. Lady, you see that kid out there hanging by his teeth?
Why, yes, I do.
Yeah, wonderful, isn't he? Wonderful. Only 10 years old.
Really?
Yeah, they say he's a midget, but he ain't. He's as normal as you or me.
Well, I shall have to investigate immediately. You are free to make a complaint, Mrs. Delaney, as is Mr. As is anyone else.
You see, Hazel, what did I tell you? If Wilbur can't work, you can bet that Ginsburg kid ain't gonna work neither.
Well, that was a long time ago, Jim. How old is Wilbur now?
He's 22, the 14th of May.
22? That makes us...
Don't say it out loud, Frank. Yeah, I'm afraid we're getting along.
That'll be $1 for the lunch and 20 cents for the beer, sir.
Wait a minute. Here, just a minute now. I had some change.
Oh,
here.
Never mind, Jim. I got a key out of it.
Now, Frank, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, that's all right for old times.
Well, I want to repay, you know. You're going to be around town, aren't you?
Oh, sure, I'm going to be around town.
Well, certainly, if I can get my business here straightened out, let's have dinner together some night and make the rounds, you know, before I go back to the coast.
All right.
Gee, things look pretty good for me out there, you know, with the kid getting his break and a couple of things I got lined up in pictures. Looks very good.
I'm sure glad for you, Jim. Well, best of luck and... Remember me to Hazel.
I sure will, Frank. I hope things break good for you, too.
Well, so long, Jim.
Say, Frank, I hate to ask you this, but you haven't got an extra $5 you could lend me. Temporarily, that is.
$5?
Yeah, just till I get back to the coast.
I thought you told me things look good.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'll send you the check as soon as I get back to the coast. Like, just the other day, I was talking to Darrell Zanuck, and he said to me...
Never mind, Jim. Here's your $5. Poor old Delaney. Still thinks he's headlining. Doesn't he realize he's all washed up? I wonder what he'd think if he knew that I'd been making my living selling vacuum cleaners. Well, after all, a guy's got to make a living some way till Vaudeville comes back.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshops production of I Followed the Seals, an original comedy for radio by Al Rinker and Anne-Marie Ewing. The role of Jim Delaney was played by Ed Gardner, and Frank LeVere was played by Frank Lovejoy. Walter Gross directed the orchestra, and the entire production was under the direction of Al Rinker. Next week at this same time, the Columbia Workshop presents a new original work for radio by Lucille Fletcher, author of the popular workshop comedy, My Client Curly. Miss Fletcher's piece is called Alf the All-American Fly. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.